Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our...
This fall day begins with a gentle rain here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in the school hallway on their way to Miss Honey Pepper's classroom.
Steve, why are you turning here?
Yeah.
It's not the way to Miss Honeypepper's room.
Well, I need to take a small detour this morning.
Ah, that's right. You get to find out if you got the piano part in the school play.
Yeah. Mr. Vaughn, the music director, promised that a list of who got each of the parts would be posted on his door.
Well, here's the music room.
And here's the list. I can't look. You guys look for me.
Okay.
Jack, you be the announcer, and I, Sam Zucchini, will be the detective.
And now the moment we've all been waiting for.
Let's see. Ah, there we go. And the piano accompanist is...
Susan?
Oh, boy. Sorry, Steve.
You okay, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't quite giving me the warm, fuzzy feeling I'd hoped for.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
You look disappointed, Steve.
Yeah, I guess I am. But hey, Susan's my friend, and I guess I should feel happy for her.
Hmm. Well, it's disappointing that you didn't get the part, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
There are plenty more opportunities awaiting you.
Yeah, for whatever reason, this one just wasn't meant for you.
Life goes on.
Says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says,
song from the Beatles. Well, you guys are right. This was just one audition. There'll be many more in the future. It doesn't mean I'm not talented. It just means I didn't get this part.
Yeah, that's the spirit, Steve. Keep in it for the long haul.
Endurance is an important quality for a musician to have.
For any person to have.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
endurance.
Spelling, please.
E-N-D-U-R-A-N-C-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. Ability to withstand prolonged strain and to keep going, despite hardship or trouble. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are resilience.
When I fall down, I get right back up.
Perseverance.
Never give up.
Persistence.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Stamina. Tenacity.
We will make this work.
Or longevity.
I'm built to last.
Example, please.
In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell invented and patented the telephone. However, the process involved a great deal of endurance on his part. It wasn't easy to convince others of the telephone's potential for transmitting the speaking voice because the telegraph office was capable of sending clear written messages to any large city in the United States. The telephone was considered an extravagant and impractical idea with too many shortcomings to become seriously considered as a means of communication, and Bell was threatened with having his funding taken away. But he didn't give up. He endured. And the telephone went on to become one of the most useful inventions ever made.
Oh, the wonder,
the wonder,
the wonder,
when I let nothing pull me under. The things I can do with endurance, well, I might even surprise myself. Yeah. I had this question running through my head. But instead, in my brain I worked and worked and I worked it through. That's when I realized what endurance can do. Oh, endurance, endurance, that's my greatest insurance. Life may put me to the test, but things turn out better when I do my best.
Nothing for me under the things I can do with endurance.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a song from Vitamin L. At the top of the news today, renowned novelist Reed DeBucca is in town for a book signing today, and Coward Hussell is live at the Carrot Creek Mall. Coward.
Coward Hussell here, folks. Mr. DeBucca's bestseller, Deli Sandwich, is out, and he's going to speak to his audience.
Hello. My first book was rejected by many publishers. I could have given up, but I persevered, and so can you. Many now famous authors had their first book rejected, too. Walt Whitman, Virginia Woolf, Leo Tolstoy. But they didn't give up either. They endured and persevered. And so did I. And so can you.
Read the book. What a success story, folks. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. It's raining here in Zucchini Land, but it should clear up this evening. Our blue forecast balloon has detected partly sunny skies for tomorrow. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
And now a commercial message.
Having a bad day? Well, then, read...
Bad Day Magazine.
Bad Day Magazine is full of bad day stories. Much worse than the day you're having. It'll make you feel much better.
You know, my car wouldn't start today, Jim. I'm having a bad day.
Oh, come on, Marge. Read this in Bad Day Magazine. It says little Tommy was late for school, and when he got there, everyone was mean to him.
Oh, you're right. I feel much better.
Bad Day Magazine.
This recipe is all wrong.
This is not right at all. What am I going to do? Oh, come on, George. You know, Mary Meckford tried to get out of her driveway, and according to Bad Day Magazine, a big elephant was blocking it.
Whoa, sounds bad. I guess I got nothing to complain about.
Bad Day Magazine.
Bad Day Magazine.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Miss Honey Pepper.
Remember to put your take-home folder in our mail center before class starts.
Yes, we will. Pepper.
Look at Susan. She looks worried. Well, that's weird. She got the piano part. I'd expect her to be happy.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong, Susan?
Oh, congratulations for getting the piano part in the play.
Thanks. Then you're not upset, Steve?
Why would I be upset?
Because you wanted the part, and I really thought you'd get it. The more I thought about it, I figured I didn't stand a chance. Boy, was I surprised to see my name on that list.
Well, I was disappointed at first, but
then he realized that plenty of other opportunities will come his way.
And I'm glad you got the part. You must feel good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I was just worried that you'd be upset and we wouldn't be friends anymore.
No way! Friends like you are much more important than a play.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way.
Me with
That was a song from the Brady Bunch.
Hey, Steve, I was talking to Mr. Vaughn before class this morning, and you know what?
What?
He told me the reason I got the piano part was because I played the audition song exactly as it was written.
Oh.
He said you jazzed it up and it sounded great, but for this play, they wanted someone who'd just play it as it was written, and that's what I'm good at.
Yeah, I guess I had a little fun with it.
Mr. Vaughn said you have a real gift for improvisation, and he hopes you'll try out for jazz band in a few years.
Oh, hey, there's a great idea. That's totally you.
Yeah.
Heard two songs from the Zucchini Brothers.
We've got homework to do.
Yeah. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
Hello, this is Rennie Messenger from Square Records.
Oh, hi, Mr. Messenger.
Are you boys still interested in a record contract?
Oh, definitely. We've been practicing our instruments and singing in the shower every day.
Very good. It's important to shower on a regular basis. Now, do you boys play jazz?
Well, Steve might try out for jazz band in school.
We here at Square Records think that if you boys play jazz, it could put the bread on the table.
We are hungry, but we already have a loaf of bread.
Okay, then. Do you have any jazzy songs that we might hear to get us all in a jazzy mood?
Got one right here from the Mother Goose Jazz Band.
Takes a wife, high ho the dairy, ho the farmer takes a wife, and oh what a wife, and oh what a life. Well, things are sure gone well for the farmer in the dell. The wife takes the child, the wife takes the child, high ho the dairy, ho the wife takes the child, the child takes the dog, the child takes the dog, high ho the dairy, ho the child takes.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WOLF in Syracuse, New York.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1293 and click on the fun stuff icon for some tips on not giving up.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I think Rennie Messenger's ever going to give us a contract.
He keeps calling.
I want to get a contract soon. What kind of songs? He likes jazz. No jazz. Sweaters and cheese kind of
thing. Oh, yeah, but
no, I know someone named jazz.
Really? I think I know who you're talking about.
Note. It's a sunny September morning at Red Rock Canyon in the Mojave Desert. I spot hummingbirds, flycatchers, and a family of Gambel's quail. But what I'm really after are birds of prey, and I don't see any. As it turns out, desert raptors are being hit extra hard by climate change.
So desert species have a special set of challenges. We're really getting extreme warming in the Southwest.
Blair Wolf is a biologist at the University of New Mexico. He says that hotter and drier deserts mean less water, leading to fewer plants and therefore less prey.
And that leads to a general more difficult problem for raptors to find food necessary for both energy and water. Raptors get most of their water from the food they eat.
Which can lead to lower rates of reproduction.
They've got to be able to make eggs and then find food for their nestlings.
Heat stress itself, even a few degrees of warming,